I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. One member of the Alabama Court of the Judiciary has recused himself from the upcoming decision on the fate of suspended Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore. Opelika attorney John Denson is one of nine judges, attorneys, and other citizens who serve on Alabama's Court of the Judiciary. He says he's recusing himself from the case to avoid any appearance of impropriety. Denson is the only current member of the court who also served on the body in 2003. When Chief Justice Moore was first removed from office. Moore was booted from office in November 2003 for refusing to remove a statue of the Ten Commandments from the state judicial building. He was reelected as Chief Justice in 2012. Moore now faces removal once again for instructing the state's probate judges to disobey a U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage. The Court of the Judiciary will hear oral arguments in the case on August 8th. An Alabama group is working to address racial tensions simmering in Alabama and across the country. The YWCA of Central Alabama will host a face-to-face workshop today dealing with race and racial issues in America. The event was planned due to the recent high-profile shootings of African Americans and police officers in Dallas, Baton Rouge, and elsewhere. YWCA spokeswoman Rebecca Harkless says now is the perfect time to address the issue.
I hope that everyone that comes is able to talk more comfortably about race and racism. I think it is really important for us to be able to move forward. We have to acknowledge the racism that exists.
Harkless says the event will be held by members of the YWCA and is directed to people of all ages and racial groups. The event will be held at the YWCA office in Birmingham. It's certainly going to feel like summertime today and through the rest of the week. The forecast is calling for some brutal heat over the next few days. Some parts of the state could see 100-degree temperatures, and that doesn't even include the heat index, which factors in relative humidity to better represent how it feels outside. John DeBlock is with the National Weather Service in Birmingham. He says the heat trend could last a while.
Well, it looks like for the next 7 to 10 days, we're going to be really under the influence of a strong subtropical ridge. And that's kind of complicated for basically saying it's going to be hot and humid for the next 7 to 10 days over central Alabama.
DeBlock says everyone should take steps to avoid heat-related illnesses. That includes drinking plenty of water and taking frequent breaks if you have to be out in the heat. And authorities say Ellie the manatee, a regular visitor to Alabama waters since at least 2006, was recently found dead near the ship channel in Mobile Bay. The cause of Ellie's death is still undetermined. Now your forecast.
Our local forecast on this Thursday includes a hot day. We'll top out in the upper 90s to near 100. Heat index approaching 110 today and on Friday. A few scattered afternoon thunderstorms will develop. The risk of that about 20%. Expect about a 30% chance over the weekend. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.